Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, again. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Bramhall, giving you an earnest welcome to the continued ministry of the precious Word of God. We often wonder, radio listener, how long we may have this privilege of bringing to you the precious truth of God's Word. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is soon coming again, but we do humbly and earnestly pray it will be our privilege to minister that precious Word of His until He comes, if it be His will. We long that you will receive the divine blessing God desires you to have from hearing and believing the precious truth that we present from God's holy Word. At the present time, we are studying a most important subject. It is in relation to God the Father and His family. We have already noted that God, by His grace and matchless love, predetermined to obtain a family, all of them being His children, ultimately to be in His presence forever and be before Him holy and without blame in love. The predetermined desire of God will be accomplished, and the purposes of His redeeming grace are being fulfilled. Someday, that family will be complete. My radio friend, we ask the question, are you yet in the family of God? I know that oftentimes upon the earth, we may find many who are very proud of their ancestry, their human lineage, and they may sometimes have reason to be. But may I remind you, the human lineage that is ours upon the earth will someday be at an end forever. And those human families, they will have disappeared, and in eternity there will be but one family. That family will be God's family. If you are not in His family, may we repeat again how you can come into it. John chapter 1 and verse 12 declares, to as many as receive Christ, the beloved, the eternal, the glorious Son of God, to as many as receive Christ, to them gave He the privilege, the right, the authority, the power to be called the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on His name. We earnestly pray, listener, you will be in God's family, and that if not today, you will make a choice within a few moments and receive the Savior. We have been particularly touching in recent messages on the method whereby God divides His family. As God the Father looks over His family, He sees them as any human parent would see his or her family. He sees the children in relation to their growth. You and I have human families. We see them growing from infancy to youth and ultimately to manhood and womanhood. Likewise, in the family of God, we have noted from the Epistle of John, the first Epistle of John, chapter 2, beginning at verse 12 and going down to the end of the chapter, God refers to His family in three classifications of growth. We found in verse 13 that He divides them in this threefold manner. There are those who are fathers, meaning they have spiritually matured. They have gone on faithfully to reach spiritual maturity, Christian growth and development in the knowledge of Christ and of His Father God. There are those whom He then classifies as young men, coming along real well, typified by the fact that they are strong, meaning spiritually strong. They have required or obtained their strength, rather, they have obtained it by and through and with the Word of God abiding in them. They have proved that strength as young men by overcoming the wicked one. But John warned them there were dangers, the danger of the world and the danger of the things that are in the world, seeking to satisfy under sin and Satan the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. These young men are thus warned to beware of those ever-present dangers as they continue on in life. Now we come to the third classification, what are called in verse 13 of our chapter, little children. And we consider, by the grace and help of God, the classification of those in the family known as little children. Now, if you have your Bible open to the first epistle of John and chapter 2, you will find beginning at verse 18 and going all the way through verse 27 that John has much more to write in counsel and advice to the little children. Now, may I point out what we have before, but we repeat it again. 'Tis quite noticeable. John, by the Holy Spirit, has little or nothing more to say to the fathers and the fact. You have known him. That is, you have continued on faithfully knowing him, meaning Christ, who is from the beginning. And thus, with Christ ever before them, they have gone on to spiritual maturity and growth. The young men, as we have noted, John writes a little more to them. But now, as we consider the little children, we find there is a great deal more which he writes to the little children. Now, one can recognize the reason for this. It is perfectly obvious. The little children are much more in danger by the temptations and difficulties along the path than the young men who have grown and become strong. They are much more in danger, too, of the fathers who have come to maturity. And one can well realize there are dangers that the little children may not even perceive and understand. Now, isn't that true in regard to even natural life? Do we not find little children are often oblivious to the troubles and difficulties and dangers that may surround them? Do not our little children in our family need more care? Do they not need more counsel? Do they not need more guidance than those who have matured in life and gone on? Most certainly this is so. Now, likewise, this is true in regard to the little children. But first of all, may we point out one fact that is true of the little children, as it was also true of the young men and even the fathers. We go to verse 13 for this reference. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 13. And at the end of the 13th verse, please note, I write unto you little children, because ye have known the Father. Now this is the first reference to the characteristic belonging to the little children. You know the Father. Because they are saved, their knowledge of salvation is greatly superseded by the fact they know they are the children of God. And naturally, knowing that they are the children of God, they are taught to know the Father. May we quote a verse from Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6, when Paul writes by the Spirit to say, that God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, whereby ye cry, Abba, Father. And thus the little children, they are in the same relationship to the Father as even the young men and as even the matured fathers. This relationship is indestructible and it is eternal. So so they should continue to apprehend all that is involved in the Father name of God. Now may I please make a plea for those who are the children of God, who may be in this classification of being young believers in Christ. Do you realize, as you should do, the fatherhood of God? Do you realize that He is your Father? Oh, my beloved Christian, never forget, you and I are privileged, whether we are little children in the family, young men, or even fathers, to address our blessed God above, our Father, which art in heaven. Now as we commence, beginning at verse 18, we recognize that John begins to present to them some of the preeminent dangers. And those preeminent dangers can be summed up in one particular expression. They are in danger of the false teachers who prevail around them. John declares, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Now let us recognize, John particularly speaks not only of the Antichrist, of which we shall have more to say as we proceed later on, but he speaks that there are many who are against Christ. My beloved believer in the Lord Jesus, and particularly any who are young believers, do you realize there are amongst us and around us in this world many who are against Christ? And young believers in the Lord Jesus need the words of warning that these dangers surround them. Those who are against Christ cannot be your friends to edify and bless and encourage you in your Christian path. Anything and anyone who is against Christ certainly cannot be very helpful to young believers in their spiritual growth. John mentions that. You've heard that the Antichrist should come, but let me say, John writes, there are many around us. Let us pray. Father, we pray thy blessing on thy spoken word in the name of the Lord Jesus for his glory. Amen.